Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Have you ever asked yourself what differentiates the winners from the masses?
You gotta believe the delusion, because it's only delusional until it works.
In my mind, I'm always the best. I don't care what the people are thinking, what they say. In my mind, always, I'm always the best.
Yo, we all are great. We all should think that we're great. There's no reason for you to not think that you're great. If you don't think you're great, ask yourself why. Why don't you think the highest of yourself?
I'm a huge Biggie Smalls fan, and he wrote a song called The Sky is the Limit. And as a kid growing up, I believed that. I believed that whatever I put my mind to, and if I was willing to make sacrifices and I was dedicated, that I could achieve absolutely anything.
According to all aerodynamic laws, the bumblebee cannot fly because its body weight is not in the right proportion to its wingspan. But ignoring these laws, the bee flies anyway.
I'm the most delusional man in the world, and delusion is actually an important thing. If you always think you're better than you are, you will catch up with that.
You can either have a delusion of scarcity, which most people are like, hey, you know, it's not possible, or this is not a reality. And I get it. So if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm the most delusional guy in the world. If I have the delusion of abundance, and I think that that is better than having the delusion of scarcity.
Is there any limit to your ambition?
No.
Or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
No. Well, no.
Have a vision for yourself and a vision for your life. The key to having a vision is to have a dream. They say in the song, you've got to have a dream if you want to make a dream come true. And you can fulfill your dreams. All the great movers and shakers throughout all of history have been dreamers. They've been people with dreams. They've been people with visions. All leaders have vision. In the Book of Solomon, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And the metaphysical meaning of that is that where people lack vision, they perish inside, because they lose the excitement and the thrill of life. And what most people do, because of negative experiences, because of fear of failure and so on, is they, if they have a vision at all, they tone it down so it's so small and so safe that it doesn't turn them on. It doesn't excite them, and they wonder why life isn't exciting.
People get to where they want to go because they know where they want to go.
Oh, wow.
And most people don't know where they want to go. Most people, a lot of people, are going and being driven by what they think they should do,
right,
what other people say they should do, what they have carried in their mind for a long time they should do. But the most important question you can ever ask yourself is, what do I really want?
Wow.
And the answer to that, once you can establish for yourself what the answer to that is, and have everything you do, every choice you make, move you in the direction of what you say your vision is.
Right.
Yeah. And when you do that, the forces of life rise up to meet you. The reason why most people have such chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their head. And as soon as you get clear, it clears up.
Why do you think delusion is useful, and where have you also seen it be dangerous? Because I think both is
well, I think it kind of depends on what reality you're trying to create. Mm. But I do believe in, you know, I used to walk around saying all my beats are $1 million a beat, and I'm a billionaire, and I just went platinum 8 times. These are all things I would say, like, that would had not happened. And they were insane. Me and Boogis, my best friend who started Diamond, he put out a project back in 2011, and we called it 2020, and I produced the whole thing. And we did the entire album from the perspective of 2020. So it was like, we're on Rolls Royces, and we just made millions. Like, it was all just distorted reality. But it ended up becoming reality. So I do believe that if you want to change your reality, you have to already believe that it is your reality.
Well, greatness is when you make your delusions your reality.
Okay.
You know, something that's just totally unbelievable to the human's imagination, and you make it your slave.
When you make your delusions your reality, all right?
Nothing's impossible for somebody who's going to try. If you're going to try, it's capable of being done.
Would you say that's something that you did? You made your delusions your reality?
100%. Because nobody's supposed to live this crazy life. Still be living this, yeah, 100%, yeah.
You're still doing it, huh?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, yes.
Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. All right? The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're going to get a little belief. All right? And then what's going to happen is you're going to believe. You're going to believe a little bit. And then what's going to happen? You're going to go do a little bit more work and a little bit more work. Results are going to come more. More people are going to believe. All right? Nobody believes in you because you haven't done anything yet.
So is it really delusional? I'm only going to call it delusion until it don't work for nobody else to see, but for the whole world to see. And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this was crazy. But he definitely always, he always figured this thing was the thing to do, and he stuck by that.
I look at all my high school buddies. They're working very low paying jobs. Some of them committed suicide. Some of them are divorced. Like, I get it. Like, life isn't easy. But you can create the delusion of scarcity or the delusion of abundance. Mm. And I just decided to create the delusion of abundance, that it was possible, that I could make more money, that I could build better networks, that I could actually provide value to people. And as time went on and I gained more experience, and as I became more developed, these opportunities began to show themselves to me.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
The best way to predict the future is to create it, which means to have a vision, and even though the vision is in the air or the sky, then build a foundation under your dreams. And when you see men and women who rise from poverty and obscurity to fame and renown, you invariably see someone who had a vision of what they could be and have and do that was far beyond what they were. Every one of us has had an experience. At one time, when we were small, we had a vision of being grown up and having our own cars. And as we grew older, we had a vision of having our own homes and our own families. And as we grew older, we had a vision of traveling and going to Europe. We fulfill all our visions. The wonderful thing is this, is that we always tend to achieve our goals. The problem is that our goals are set so low that even when we do achieve them, they don't turn us on. They don't fill us with enthusiasm. So dream big dreams, if you like, and focus on results, not activities. This is the key. Be clear about the results that you're trying to accomplish.
Live your life like you're the hero in your movie. Live your life like there's a documentary crew following you around and you are analyzing your own behavior. Do what you would want to do so that your kids one day would look back at it and see that documentary and look on it with pride, like, wow, my dad was a bad... He really did what he had to do.
Courage. Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations where they say, well, I'll never get out of this. So they won't. I say to people who say, well, I would like to have done so and so and so. So, well, you could have done it. So, well, I couldn't get out of here. Man, the bus runs every day.
Some of y'all don't want it. That's why you ain't got it. Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. Because you grew up in a household with dysfunction, drama, mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional abuse doesn't mean that that's the outcome of what your life, your career is destined to be.
We have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional conditioning in your body. And your body literally has to respond to your mind. That the choice that you're making to change in that moment becomes a moment in time that you never forget. And here's the key. The stronger the emotion you feel when you make that choice, the more you'll remember the decision.
And I have found that the winners are aware of a certain place within. It's referred to as the higher self. And in this higher self, there's an image of perfection, which is forever attempting to express itself in a greater way. When the winner wants to turn their dreams into physical realities, they call on this higher self. And they set about and change the world, not just for themselves, but for everyone in it.
If you've been conditioned to believe that you're not very powerful and that people have told you that would be impossible or you can't do that or you won't be able to do that, then you've grown up with beliefs that have like shrunk you down. But they're not true. That's not true. That is not you. You are far greater than you can ever imagine. Far greater. And so you need to start telling.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That story about how great you are.
Failure is a part of the process. You have to fail to win. You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
And you know, it's the human condition to be average. It's not to be as good as you can be. You know, it's the human condition to survive. Just get along, be average. It's special to get somebody to be the best that they can be, to understand the work ethic and how important it is to earn it, and you reap what you sow. It's the perseverance that it takes to stick with it when things don't go right.
A power which is greater than poverty, greater than the lack of education, greater than all of your fears and superstitions combined. It is the power to take possession of your own mind and direct it to whatever ends you may desire. This profound power is the gift of the Creator, and it must have been considered the greatest of all of His gifts to man, because it is the only thing over which man has the complete and unchallengeable right of control and direction.
Anything in life that you put your mind to, you can do. The world is your oyster. That's all I tell people.
Well, whatever goal I set to establish is going to be delusional. And in order for me to accomplish that goal, I have to become that character and believe that I'm that character, and that character is going to exist, and I'm going to be that character. And that's how that really happens. Mm-hmm. It did for me, of course.
Just projecting forward into the future.
Wanting to be up more than anybody wants you to be down. You know, you're nothing without your haters or enemies. Even though they beat you better, you're nothing without them. Without them, you're average.
If you don't have the mindset that you're the best ever, you failed already. And that's been my mindset since I can remember. That will be my mindset as long as I can remember anything, that I am the best ever at what I do. And every day that I step on the basketball floor, I will strive to be that. But my mindset will always be as such as I am the best to do what I do. And that'll give me a shot at being the best. But before you can ever reach anything, you have to believe it. You don't just mistakenly become great at something. You probably at one time or another, believe that you can be great at that. And then you work to get great at that, and you reach that greatness. But you don't mistakenly become great. And then you start to believe, oh man, I'm great at that. No, you believed that before, and you work to get that. So I always believe that, and I'll work every day to reach that.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. Until it's been through the fire several times. And this is just your first or second time through the fire. And there's a lot of hammer work that has to take place. And then you're going to have to go back in the forge again. And it's hot and it melts you down and you're uncomfortable. And then life is going to pull you out and it's going to put you on the anvil and it's going to hammer on you some more. And you're going to say, what? Am I done yet? Am I sword for the ages? No. No, you're not. You're not done yet.
I should always be a step ahead because I'm thinking differently. Because I'm thinking about myself. Making myself better puts me in a position to make others better. Be the example, not the problem. The best way to take away the problem is to alienate yourself from it.
When you're pursuing your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be selfish, you have to be maniacal, you have to be uncompromising. You have to move in a way when it comes to those three things, when you function completely in a way where it's an unwavering faith. Like, it don't matter how f***ed up that might look. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
Delusional.
Complete delusion.
When I stopped living my life in probabilities and started living only in possibility, probability is when somebody gives you a statistic. Like one in, like they told me, one in every 20,000 comedians will get on the Tonight Show. That was the odds. And I went, cool. And the dude went, what do you mean, cool? I said, I'm gonna get on the Tonight Show. He said, no, you didn't listen to me. He said, one in every 20,000 ever make it to the Tonight Show. Excuse me, you did say one, didn't you? That's the possibility of winning. That's the attitude you have to have about it. All you want to do is live in the possibility and ignore the probability. Probability simply means to me, probably ain't gonna happen. That's what that means to me. Possibility is, it can happen.
Mind is the master power that molds and makes. And man is mind. And evermore he takes the tool of thought and shaping what he wills brings forth a thousand joys or a thousand ills. He thinks in secret, and it comes to pass. Our environment is but our looking glass.
Be definite, believe, and act. And keep on acting if at first you meet with defeat. When doubt creeps into your mind, remember that whatsoever a man believeth, that shall he also reap. Remember, faith is not something you get. Faith is something you already have. But you may be using it in reverse gear by believing in the circumstances and things you do not want, the things you fear.
Being delusional isn't always a flaw. Sometimes it's the highest performing mental state you can actually enter. There's a type of irrational confidence that lets you move faster, decide cleaner, and execute harder than logic ever would. I'm not talking about pretending to be something you're not, but rather about using belief as a tool for velocity. Logic slows movement because it waits for certainty. A strategic delusion speeds it up because it acts before certainty actually exists. And you can train yourself to access that state at will, and when you do, you'll outperform people who have twice your experience.
Delusional optimist is literally a carrot on a stick. Like, the next day comes and it didn't come true? Oh, it's gonna come true tomorrow! I did this with the Nike thing, because I would tell all my friends, oh, I'm gonna be a Nike athlete. And they're like, whatever, Charlie. I said, oh, it's gonna be easy. It's gonna come true. And I'd write it every day. And then when it happened, they're like, Charlie, I'm not going to question you anymore. And I've done a lot in 32 years because of the delusional optimist, but the people around you, they're not going to understand at first, but after a while, they're going to label you as that crazy guy, but with respect. Like, it's okay being the delusionally crazy guy, but I'm going to get it done.
Right.
It's not a bad thing to be unique. It's not a bad thing to be different. It's not a bad thing to be comfortable with yourself, regardless of what everybody else around you is doing.
We do not know the things that are going to happen in the future, right? We are not clairvoyant. We don't even really truly know ourselves. We're self-deceptive. Other people deceive us. We don't have a crystal ball that shows us what is going on either outside the world or inside of our own minds and our own bodies. Given the fact that we have to have some form of delusion, why not pick a delusion that's going to be beneficial to you?
Right.
Like, you have the choice.
I've always figured that why go to a tournament if you're not going there to try and win? There's really no point in even going. That's the attitude I've had my entire life, and that's the attitude I will always have. As I will explain to my dad, second sucks, and third's even worse. That's just a feeling.
But on tour, that's not too bad sometimes, though.
That's not too bad, but I want to win. That's just my nature.
First of all, you'll never have a feeling of self-esteem and self-worth. You'll never feel wonderful about yourself until you know that you are good at what you're doing. Is if you do not love your work enough to want to be the best at it, get out of it the way you would get out of a burning house. Do not stay at a job that you do not love, because it is the high road to failure, dissatisfaction, frustration, and unhappiness in life.
Because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you would.
Yes.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I could do anything.
Being delusional is the doorway to reality bending. I know it sounds insane, but hear me out. I used to believe that my dreams were just fantasies, too far out of reach. Then I took a leap and started acting like they were already real. I imagined the life I wanted, felt it, lived it, even when nothing in my world showed it yet. And suddenly, things started shifting. It turns out, what I thought was delusional was exactly what I needed to change everything.